Here's a quiet, inescapable question from someone whose private world we are a part of now. Crystal Miller, July 11th, 2014.
Am I always going to feel like everything that happens has something to do with cancer? I'm wondering if that's going to be my first thought every time something shows up on my body.
Crystal Miller is one of the women we've met as part of our series on breast cancer, Under Her Skin. Her audio diary takes us right into those moments when it's just her and her body.
Tonight, I was waiting in the car for a friend, and I was just like feeling on my neck, and I felt a lump. And I don't know if it's a lymph node or if it's just a bump. I'm definitely going to try to email my doctor and tell the radiation oncologist or nurse on Monday. I am hoping that this is nothing and, you know, it's just something normal.
Normal is an unusual word these days for Crystal. She's had surgery and chemotherapy and is now undergoing radiation. You might say anxiety is normal for her now, but she can't let that get in the way.
There's nothing in fear that serves me.
Here's Anita Coleman, July 4th, 2014.
They know that I'm just sick. That's how they see it.
Family time has changed now that Anita is undergoing treatment. She has to balance her joy at seeing her three young grandchildren, aged 2.5, 4, and 7, with the need to preserve her energy.
Basically, on my down days, they don't come around me because, number one, my patience level is short and the little bickering back and forth, I can't take it. But I really don't want them to see me barely moving some days because children, they have lasting impressions. And the impression that I don't want them to see is when I can't barely walk, the days that it's hard to walk, or the days where I just am tired.
July 17th, 2014, our third brave pioneer, Lisa Eccles, took the step to bring her 16-year-old son into her treatment experience.
He got a chance to see what I really go through when I go for my treatment.
And right there, with the oncology doctor taking blood and monitoring vitals and the Herceptin chemotherapy drip running, the two of them also found a mother-son moment.
We was able to sit down and really talk and for me to find out what was going on in his life and for him to see the lifestyle that I'm going through now.
Lisa is moving forward. Here's journal entry August 8th, 2014.
I am going to return to work very soon. I can't wait to walk the halls of the hospital and speak to all my coworkers and just laugh and talk and enjoy life itself.
Lisa says she can't wait to get back to her babies in the neonatal intensive care unit. On some level, you can sense they miss her too. If you like following along with Lisa, Crystal, and Anita and want to be a part of the conversation, join our Facebook group. Go to Facebook.com and type in Under Her Skin. Our next conversation will be focusing on financial issues when cancer strikes. We want to hear about the money issues you've encountered. What surprised you most about the medical costs? How did you budget for them? And did you get any help along the way? How much did money weigh on you during and after treatment? We're sure Crystal, Anita, and Lisa will have a lot to say about that, and you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And again, join our Facebook group for this project. To find all their full stories and everything we're working on in this series, visit us at thetakeaway.org/series/breastcancer. You'll find interviews and more from the audio diaries anytime.